This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The lack of reciprocity contributes to our large and persistent annual trade deficit that's gutted our industries and hollowed out key workforces.
Yeah, Caroline Leavitt there yesterday talking about these tariffs and the real impact they've had on America over the years. What in the world has taken them so long to get around to trying to even the playing field? I don't know. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. In here with Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman, Susan Thomas with your traffic for you this morning. Happy you are with us on this Wednesday. It is Liberation Day. That's what the White House has phrased it. Liberation from, hopefully, eventually liberation from some of these high tariffs around the world. And there's lots of reaction to it, for sure. We've got Amanda Head with us this morning. She is the host of Furthermore with Amanda Head, the podcast, and a White House correspondent for justthenews.com. Amanda, welcome in.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to you. You know, earlier I referred to this maybe not as Liberation Day so much as Freedom Day for American companies who hopefully, after however long this battle takes, don't face 200% and 300% and 500% tariffs on their goods when they send them overseas.
Yeah, you know, I think that President Trump actually is still determining exactly what is going to be the course of action, because, you know, there are so many dynamics. You look north of our border in Canada. They are dealing with an election right now, so they are somewhat distracted with that. But the thing with reciprocity, and I feel like this is something that should be a major part of their messaging, not only is reciprocity what is fair, because you look at America's history of aiding other nations, and I'm not saying that we should step away from all of the assistance that we give other nations, because we are a benevolent country, and that is how we have been since our inception. However, there's a point at which you reach the place where other nations are taking advantage of you, and we have had presidents in the past who have just kind of been okay with that. I don't know if it was laziness because they didn't want to upset the apple cart. I don't know if it was corruption because they, you know, their palms were getting greased themselves. You know, in some instances, I'm sure it was foreign policy issues. So I don't know what the issues were in the past, but we have a president now who has been given a very big red restart button on so many issues, on immigration and especially on the economy. And I think one of the best ways to look at this is, you know, and this is like what the press secretary said yesterday. She said this is investing in our children and our grandchildren, making sure that they have jobs in the future, making sure that wealth is here in the United States and that we are not dependent on other countries. And what I would love to see them frame this as is, yeah, there might be a little bit of like a slight uptick in the prices that you pay, because we're going to be, it's either going to be a tariff or you make your goods here. So there might be a little uptick in the price, but it is not going to be anything compared to what you had in Bidenomics under Joe Biden. That economy was positively crushing to everyone. You know, you had food prices increasing. Obviously, egg prices, thank goodness, have gone back down. But the gas prices, I'm in D.C. now, but I was in Los Angeles up until February. That's where our home base is.
Yeah.
And our gas got up to $6.77
wow.
a gallon. It's just unbelievable. And for people who are moaning and groaning about, oh, well, this is going to increase prices, I don't remember you guys having a problem with 19.5% cumulative inflation under mm-hmm. Joe Biden. So let's make sure that we keep our arguments consistent. But as we often find, they are as consistent as oatmeal raisin cookie batter. So.
That sounds good right now.
Yeah.
Amanda, have you heard any chatter about what these tariffs could look like? Because they've kept this pretty secretive up until this point.
So I have everything that I have heard is on background, so I'm not at liberty to say that yet. But President Trump is focusing on certain sectors. I do know that. And with respect to the steel and aluminum tariffs, I was speaking to someone yesterday who is, very involved in the negotiations on that front. And we were actually talking about the immigration aspect. Well, not necessarily immigration, but the Border Patrol aspect of that as far as customs. And, you know, President Trump, because he is a law and order president, because he stands by not only our troops, not only our men and women in blue, but also our men and women in green, they have been talking about the recruitment cycle that they have been going through for CBP, because whereas under Joe Biden, you had CBP officials operating as travel concierges at the border, sending them here, there, and yonder within the interior of the country. Now you're actually going to have more force at the border to make sure that you're inspecting and approving packages and parcels and imports properly. So I think that the steel and aluminum is going to play a huge factor into that. But President Trump, you know, he's going to have this afternoon. And let me tell you, there is a coalition of folks up on Capitol Hill in the transportation industry who are keeping a very, very close eye on this. But at the end of the day, this has long-term good ramifications for Americans. 5 years, 10 years, 20, 50 years down the road, we are going to have these industries back in the United States. We've got $5 trillion worth of investments and repatriated businesses coming back to this country.
Yeah, I could not agree with that. Could not agree with that more. Amanda Head is our guest this morning with justthenews.com. You know, another story I know you've been covering was that hearing last week with, it was really a disaster for NPR and PBS. What listening to them deny making statements about President Trump and claiming they didn't remember tweets they put out calling him a despot and all that. I don't think that is going to fare very well for them in Congress. What are you hearing?
Yeah, you know, I think that their epitaph was written last week. These are two organizations, and look, NPR actually spurned out of the Watergate hearings. You had two gentlemen who were doing extensive coverage of Watergate. That spun into their own show, and then that spun into PBS NewsHour. PBS, I think I said NPR earlier. So you've got these two organizations that have, in the past, supposed to have been for public interest, for, you know, news on one side, and then on the other side, the kind of fluffier stuff like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and all of that, Sesame Street. But the issue is, and this is something that was one of the emphases of this hearing, and President Trump actually spoke about it the day before in the White House office, there is so much coverage anywhere and everywhere that you can find, not only for news, but think of all of the kids' programs that are coming out nowadays. We just had Kirk Cameron on the show last week, and he was talking about the new show that he is doing with Brave Plus. Brave Plus is the streaming platform that is a subsidiary or a piece of Brave Books, who's put out a bunch of great kids' books. So Brave Plus, and you've got all of these other platforms out there that have pure good content. And look, it doesn't have to beat you over the head with conservative values. I don't care about that. I just want to go back to the days when I don't have kids yet, but we will have kids. And when we do, I want to be able to show them cartoons and stimulating, educational, witty, fun things. And I don't have to worry about them being indoctrinated or inculcated into thinking that this country is 90% gay. Because you look at the commercials in this country, and considering all of the gay couples that you see, I have some very dear friends who are gays, and they will tell you the exact same thing. This is not reflective of the population's general demographic on a whole. Why are we doing this? And certainly, why are we pushing it on kids and putting these commercials in kids' programming? So there are plenty of other places to find this without putting it on the taxpayer dime.
I could not agree more with that. Amanda, where can people find your podcast?
Absolutely. On all the major podcasting platforms, it's called Furthermore with Amanda Head, and you can find me on all of social media pretty much at Amanda Head.
Excellent. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, great day. Great getting her on here. She's right in the middle of it up there in D.C. now, and she's absolutely right on these tariffs. We'll find out today at 3 o'clock. Sounds like she's got a little insight on background that she just can't share quite yet.
Get more at 971talk.com.